People go back and have another kid after a long gap. Never understood that. I met someone at a party the other month and said, "How old are your kids?" They said 17, 15, and 1. What the fuck happened there? And they said, "The most surprising thing I've ever heard in my whole life." They said, "Oh yeah, we just decided to go back and have another child." What the fuck? You're not even divorced. Oh, I've had a delicious Chinese meal there. I'm really full. Could you bring me another chow mein, please? Could you liquidize a chow mein? Could you dribble it down my neck for the next 2 years? Then 16 years later, I'll give you £250,000. You can tell me you don't love me anymore. But I get it. There are many reasons why you want to go back and have another child. And many people, when they've had one, unless you live in China, say, "Well, we have to have another one." Why? Well, because we don't want an only child, do we? They'd be lonely. The only child would be lonely. We can't have an only child. Really? All the parents I know, most of them are separating, divorcing. With one exception. Parents of the only child. I know several. And my mum's parents, they all stay together. Why? It can't be the truth that they don't end up hating each other. Relationships turn into friendships. That's what happens to all relationships, to all couples. Why do the parents of only children stay together? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? One child is enough. One child is the max if you're going to stay together. Have one child, it's crap for a few years, but when they're a few years old, you can get back to your relationship. The huge mistake that couples make is having a second and third child. So you're losing like 8 to 10 years of your relationship. Yes, you've been having sex, but not to make love, to make babies. Your relationship is over for 8 to 10 years, so it's basically over. However, parents of only children, they're just out of the loop for like a few years and they can get back into it just in the nick of time. Rescue their relationship. And that's definitely why only children talk about being lonely. We all thought it was because of the lack of siblings. No. For years we all thought, "Oh, don't have one child because it'll be lonely because of lack of siblings." Not at all. An only child will grow up lonely because an only child's parents are happy. They're happy with each other. I know, right? It's so obvious now. They're with each other where they belong. They're ignoring the kid because obviously kids get in the way. So is it so wrong? Not at all. The only child spends 10 to 15 years in their bedroom alone. And everyone thinks, "Oh, poor only child with no brothers or sisters." When actually they should be thinking, "How lucky. The mum and dad are actually still fucking. Still talking. Still being in love." You see, China was right all along. And that's why they're the superpower they are. They're clever. One child. Just like my mum's parents. My mum knew that's how it worked. She told me that growing up. She said as a kid she was lonely, but she knew that one child was for the best. Only have one child. One child. Only have one child. She should have stopped at my sister. Why didn't she just stop? And my sister. Why? That's a lot.